Yeah, I thought first half very good. I thought we expressed ourselves very well. Got good balance between the set piece and playing with a little bit more width. And I thought we got the balance really well and reasonably clinical in that first half.
Second half, as it's been the last couple of weeks, a bit of a fade out though, which must be a little bit of a worry.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a concern how we can't kick on because we do some sterling work in the first half. We look pretty sharp, we've got a good balance, we've got a good tempo in the game. And second half, we just can't quite get the game up to that next level of tempo. So that's something we'll need to address over the next couple of weeks because, I say, the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've got put ourselves in a position to kick on and really put a team to the sword, and we haven't been able to achieve that. So that's certainly a work on for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, you've won the last 3 games, got a bonus point in every game, so you've done what you wanted to do. But as I said, there's that little bit of frustration that you didn't sort of play an 80-minute game.
Yeah, that's right. But I think there was elements in that first half where we played with a lot more width and a lot more ambition than has been. Some of that's weather dictated. I think, you know, it was obviously a decent afternoon to play some attacking rugby. I thought we did that. Second half, we tried to go out and achieve the same thing, but we didn't quite have the level of accuracy to go and kill off the game.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of lads, Chris Pennell getting his first full game since the first game of the season. Jonathan Thomas back, they came through it okay.
Yeah, it's great to integrate guys like that, of that quality at this time of year. You know, it's almost like getting a couple of fresh men, a couple of fresh recruits. So the body language and being vocal all week has been great. So, yeah, it's great to get them back. I'm sure they'll be happy to get through the 80 minutes both, and we'll look forward to next week.
Yeah. Well, we talked about the grit of some of the teams in this league, that they don't go away. And Moseley were there again. I mean, they've done it 3 times this season. They got... There were a fair few points behind, but they didn't pack it in, did they?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're pretty streetwise around the breakdown. You know, your ability to get quick ball against them, you've got to challenge yourself around the breakdown because they are very smart and streetwise around there. And you know, they stuck in second half. I thought first half, I say, we were exceptional. We were very clinical. And second half, we didn't quite get that same clinical side to our game. Mm.
You go to Munster next Friday, so that's probably going to be the deciding game in this group, although they only just crept past Nottingham today, but that's going to be a big game next Friday night.
Yeah, that's a fantastic fixture for ourselves, you know, to go away to Munster in a cup game. It'll be a great atmosphere, it'll be a great game, and one that will obviously be pivotal in the pool. You know, I think today was we always talked about a step towards qualification, which today was. Job done, let's move on and let's look forward to Munster.
Yeah, you have made a lot of changes in all the throughout these games in this competition. Does that affect the continuity a fair bit? Particularly, say a 9 and a 10 playing together.
Well, you might say, but what it does is it gives people opportunities to create partnerships and create blends within midfields. And we have changed around a little bit to give people, I say, chances and put their hand up. And I say, as we go forward over the next 2 or 3 months, is we'll look to move that forward to a more stronger team, probably post-Christmas. But I think giving everybody opportunity to put their hand up, whether that be B&I Cup or in the Championship, I think is healthy and it's good for the environment.